stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex is the Dog and Joe Show.
Well, he should probably be talking right about now, but as one or two or maybe all of you would imagine, and I did myself on the way in, so did Dana and everyone we know and all of our family members and friends, there's technical difficulties this morning.
Yep.
So we don't really know what's going on. We think that it's not really the equipment. Here's the honest to God truth of it. We don't think it's the equipment. We think it's the internet out where Dog lives because he's so far out. And the internet is just very, very spotty out in the country, as those of you that live out in the country know. It's kind of crappy, and it's just really hard to get a good, clean signal. And when you're doing what we do for this sort of thing in the morning, you need a really clean signal, and you need a lot of it to send it through here. So bear with this, because I can hear him. He's there. If I pot him up, he could say hi right now, but he's not going to like that because he doesn't sound right, and it's echoey. It sounds like he's basically doing the show from his bathroom, which is probably where he's at anyway. So I don't know what's going on. Dana, you just sent in our engineer's phone number, so hopefully he'll be able to get that wrapped up, and we'll have Dog on with us anyway. But no one's sick. Everyone's still doing okay. Mm-hmm. Me and Dana are in here. We're fine.
Yeah.
Doggy is okay. He's at home. He's fine. But we're just trying to work on this signal. So just give us a few minutes. We just wanted to come on and say hi and let you know that we weren't going to crash the old camper before Dad gets up this morning. Give us a minute or two and we'll come back, and I'll keep checking in with you as well. And hopefully, just hopefully, if everything goes as planned, we'll have Dog back on with us in just a few minutes.
Well, shlava lama ding dong. Can they hear me now? We are?
Yeah, they can. Now we got you, dude.
Jesus. Christ, welcome to it. It is a Monday, Dog and Joe Show. I'm still quarantined at home. Dana and Joe are there. Are we okay? Levels are good. Everything sounds somewhat normal.
Yeah, yes. Dude, everything sounds fine, man. We got it. You did it.
All right, good. All right, coming up here in exactly 10 minutes, we're going to pay your bills, another $1,000. Obviously, we're a little behind the clock here, so we will come back. We will do news. We'll get back on track. And we got a bunch of stuff today. And plus, here's the thing. All weekend, I was working on stuff, so we could do older school today. And I could play the audio from here. And I got all these great clips and all this stuff that I did all weekend long. And then we had some trouble getting going, but I think we'll get it figured out. And for people out there, if you're worried about the economy and your finances, the job market, today at 7:50, we're going to talk to a very smart person that knows a lot about the economy, and hopefully he can address concerns and answer questions. So he's going to be here at 7:50, and I know what Joe's like, oh, God, finances, what's he going to do? Tell me how I could extend my credit limit on my Visa?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not really thinking about finances at this time in my life.
I know some people aren't, but a lot of people are, and we're going to come back with the latest numbers. The thing is going from bad to worse quickly, and we're going to try to talk about some positive stuff, and it's really tough to find that stuff, but we'll get it all going. We'll give you the cash. We'll pay your bills here in 9 minutes, and then we'll get the show back to normal. We'll do news after the Eagles. Here's Hotel California. 93.7, the river that goes the Eagles with Hotel California. It is the Dog and Joe Show. I'm still doing the show remotely from home. Joe is there, and Dana, our producer, our beautiful producer, in the other studio. So we are all socially distanced and hopefully staying safe and healthy and all that. We got to do a little bit of news. And I just want you to know, we're not going to go through the tallies and the numbers. Stuff is bad, especially in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, that whole tri-state region. It's awful. And they say that looks to be what's going to happen here in California. They saw numbers doubling overnight. So we're not going to bore you or hit you with the stats because they're everywhere. If you want them, you can call. We can give them to you. We're going to try to focus on better news and different coronavirus news because that's all that's out there, and I know that's all anyone cares about. So we'll start today, this Monday, with good news. Blood recovered from coronavirus patients, you heard this over the weekend probably, could be used to help the critically ill patients. And they're saying people that have gotten the COVID-19 and have gotten better, their blood, what they can do through the plasma, is help one to possibly two patients. And if you saw the test tubes over the weekend, the brighter the yellow, the more magical this donor blood or plasma would be.
Wow.
And they say it's going to take a little bit to get it going. And they got to, you know, do the testing, and they got to get the blood out of the people that have survived. But they say that it will be used for the critically ill, and it can help big time until we can get other medicines and get this stuff going. So I thought that that was good news, and I think it's great that people that have made it out of this, they can help out the others out there that are in dire need. So a little bit of a bright spot, even though I know it's going to take a while to get rolling.
So that really is like the movies, you know? I mean, how many times have you seen in a movie where they've tapped someone's blood that was immune to the virus or lived through it or what have you, you know, whatever it was, cancer, what have, and then they were able to help find an immunity or a cure to it. That's insane. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the bright spot, too, if you saw over the weekend, you know, Governor Gavin Needsom, he was out. And you know what?
I can't believe you keep calling him that.
I think I should start calling him Newsom, because I'll tell you this, and they're talking about these governors for the time being, because this is serious. He's doing a good job, and he's doing more than most. And I told my wife this, and I'll tell you guys this. We haven't had time to talk today, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's doing this for his children, whether he's doing it because it's his job, whether he's doing it because he's a good guy, or whether he's doing it because he wants to have a shot at running for president. I don't care what his reasons or his motives are. And from where I stand, I don't know the guy, but from what I'm reading and what I'm seeing, he's getting behind the business end of this, and he's doing quite a bit with very little help, and he's got a lot of smart people helping him. So right now, I can't believe I'm saying it, but he's doing a pretty good job, and he's surprising me, and he's one of the few governors that have been given an A rating as far as handling this whole damn thing. So kudos to him, and you got to give shouts and props where they belong, but I think he's doing a good job right now, and I think he's surprising a lot of people. So I'll tip my hat, and I'll retract some things that I've said, because I think he's doing a good job. And hopefully he can keep doing all this work, and we can try to, I don't know if we can get out in front of it, but keep up with it, because the ventilators and all this stuff, if you saw it over the weekend, it was good news, and I'm happy to see all these companies wanting to help. So that's another bright spot.
Dana, are we sure we've got the right person on the line here?
Know.
Did we tap into the right dog face and the right dog dog pound?
Hey. Quarantine has done a lot for you, dog.
I'm just calling it. When you see the blunders and you see the idiocy and you see the warning signs that were missed by many people, he's trying to get after it. And it looks like, you know, they said they found, like, I don't know, a million respirators at 7-Eleven at a storage in Stockton. Mm-hmm. They're getting all these new ventilators today that came in from the national stockpile, but they don't work. So they got this company that's rebuilding them. They got people making plexiglass shields. They got all these people doing all this cool stuff. And I give him credit, because I think he really, like Governor Cuomo out of New York, they were left to their own devices, basically hung out to dry to figure out these messes in their states. And I think these two guys, you know, I thought Cuomo was a boob too. And he listened to him talk, and he's hard to convince me otherwise. But he's doing a lot.
I was going to say, he does kind of sound like that. But let's be honest, that guy is put in a pinch. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is in a pinch. And for a second, it sounded like, you know, our government wasn't going to help him out, and they were telling him to kind of fend for himself, and he's got all these people, and I guarantee you there were some many, many, many sleepless nights at that governor's house. And you can see on his face what happened, and I think Newsom learned from that and was kind of like, okay, it's coming here too. I better see what this guy does and try to get ahead of it. And I think I agree with you completely. I don't know what I would do in that situation. That's asking a lot of a person.
And I don't want to creep anyone else out, but if you did not see 60 Minutes last night, the Scott Pelley interview that led the 60 Minutes program, don't watch it. It's horrific what's going on in New York. And
don't watch
it. If you want to know more about what could come here to California, flick it on. You can go back and you can watch it online. But last night, 60 Minutes was horrifying. It was awful.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to see that, but I saw some little things popping around Facebook from people that watched it, and that one looks like that looks like a horror movie, if you ask me. That's frightening looking.
It's completely unbridled. It's out of hand, and it's basically doing what it wants to do, it being the COVID-19. So we'll go on with this. Not that this is good news, but you know how much I love the mafia. The mafia probably will return, and they are going to take a stronghold in all the different towns and cities throughout Italy. It says here, all these different people in these different organizations are just waiting and praying upon all these people in this epidemic. 10,000 people in Italy have died, and they say now, if in fact, because they still have deaths and they still have sicknesses and positive cases, they say even after they get through the worst part of this, they know that the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, they're going to be there ready to go in and start ripping people off, start laundering money, start doing organized crime and drugs. And they say the mafia is going to be back in Italy, probably stronger than it's been in 40 years because of this epidemic or pandemic.
Wow. So whenever there's just true tragedy or what have you, or do they just mean simply a lot of cops are going to be killed?
No. It's just, it's an opportune time right now.
Gotcha.
People are vulnerable.
Gotcha. People they prey on the weakness of it.
Yes, they're trying to find ways so they can leverage their criminalistic behavior into either power or money. So they say goodness. Even though they're kind of coming through and seeing the bright side of the pandemic in Italy, they say, now get ready because the mafia is going to be everywhere, up to no good, doing all kinds of shenanigans. So that's what they have to deal with. So
that's frightening.
Thankfully, we don't have the mafia here.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, that's crazy.
Army Corps of Engineers planning to convert Sleep Train into a coronavirus hospital. You may have seen this on the news. Other places like Seattle, other large venues, they're going in. The Corps of Engineers comes in and they set up makeshift beds. And they're also going to do that at Golden One. And they will start converting it, what I believe to be beds for patients who are not affected with COVID-19. And answer me this. I don't know anything about medicine. I don't know anything about the way the medical world works, thankfully. But for the doctors and nurses out there, doesn't it make more sense that they would not exhaust all the hospitals with COVID-19? Meaning, don't you think it would be a better idea if all the COVID-19 patients just went to one place in your county or every so many people? Instead of putting COVID patients in with all the other patients that don't have it, it just seems like you're at risk for more contamination, even though I know they need the beds and they need the resources. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they keep sending COVID-19 patients to all of the area hospitals instead of one place.
Well, they probably don't have it set up so that they could even do that. I mean, honestly, they're probably just trying to use what they have at the moment, and like Sleep Train is not even ready yet. So my guess is it makes sense.
Boy, it sure does, doesn't it? Like, to just even get the floating hospitals, those boats would be a good one.
And I know a lot of women who have had a baby in the last 2 weeks. There's women that are about to have babies. And I can tell you for certain, if I was a pregnant mother, I would not want to go to a hospital right now.
Me neither.
Because I would not want to be anywhere near the virus. Like, that petrifies me.
Listen to this. My wife told me this. She said that what they're doing now, people may have seen this, pregnant wives, expecting mothers, mm-hmm. showing up in parking lots can have their children in the cars. And what they're doing is they want to have the baby in the car because they don't want to risk infection. But if something goes wrong with having the baby in the car, they want to be very nearby so they can get the medical help. Ooh. And the other reason they're having babies in the car is because they won't allow the husbands or partners into the delivery room. So a lot of women that are expecting right now, it's a thing. They're having the kids in the parking lot.
No way.
It's wild. I don't doubt it. I mean, honestly, like, the thing is there are other options. Like, one of the things my midwife is doing right now is they are basically what they're calling labor sitting. So instead of you having to go and labor in the hospital, you can go to their birth center and do most of your labor there and then get transferred to the hospital and deliver there.
Well, that's nice.
So it limits your exposure. So I urge anybody pregnant, please look for other options besides laboring and delivering in your car.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to still be safe with you and your baby, you know?
Maybe we should put some links up on the Facebook page or something like that for pregnant ladies, because I got to tell you, that would be a very, very frightening experience for someone.
I could not imagine trying to bring a child into this world right now.
Man, that would be scary.
It's absolutely awful. Do you remember the repugnant bitch that we spoke of last week? The Margaret Serco, the age 35 woman that was arrested because she sneezed and coughed all over the produce at the Pennsylvania grocery store. You remember that bitch?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I mentioned her name is because they know her name, and she has been arrested and charged. They caught her, and she was charged with terrorist threats, and they do now have her in custody. And it says here, after she made him throw away the $35,000 worth of produce, she went throughout the store again, causing erratic behavior and panic, and then also tried to steal a 12-pack of beer before she was ordered to leave.
Sounds about
and
right.
The townspeople there say that she is troubled, and a lot of people that live in that area know her, and she always acts like this. Even though she thought it would be a funny prank, she has been charged. She is in jail, so that's good.
Yeah.
Says she always acts. Nah, don't mind her. That's just Martha. She always goes around spitting on the food in the grocery stores. That is really disgusting, man. Yucky.
It's absolutely stupid. And I posted that thing on Facebook over the weekend, the Amazon driver that spit on his hand and then wiped it on the package, and it was caught by the Ring camera.
Yeah,
that happened in L.A.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's just ungodly on normal circumstances.
Keep your fluids to yourselves,
that's
people.
That's filthy, man. Sickening.
He should, and I'm being polite, no job. Lose his job and driver's license forever.
Yeah.
That's what should happen to him at
totally.
The minimum.
That is awful. Icky.
Law enforcement in New Jersey broke up a party Friday night. 47 people in a small apartment, and they charged the party holder and arrested him because he had violated the state's order to socially distance and to not be around that many people. So they showed up, and there was a whole bunch of people. Tons of people at this apartment, and they're partying. 47 people. So, cops showed up. They arrested him. They took him to jail, and he will be charged.
What would be the, what did he say? Just, I want to die? Something like that? It doesn't matter to me. We're having a bug party type of a thing. They're just trying to get it? Or what's the deal with that?
I don't know if they're trying to get it or if they just want to defy the orders, but he did violate the emergency and temporary acts, and he did go to jail. And I don't know why anyone would do this, especially on the East Coast, especially in New Jersey, where they've been hit so hard. I mean, it's just absolutely stupid that people are still doing this.
The fact that, that most of us out here don't know what's going on. I mean, you did watch that, dog. You're pretty up on current events and things like that. And that 60 Minutes, that's kind of an old man show. So there's probably a lot of our elderly that's up on it. But a lot of us young kids, dude, we had no idea. I didn't know. I had no idea stuff like that was going on over there. But you know, if they live in the city, you know they have to know that's happening. So to have that party knowing that's going on, that's insane to me.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I do, just so people know, we will not go into the numbers too often, but just know if need be, I am following this every day and night. In fact, probably too much. And anytime you want to know more about it, Dana or you, Joe, just tell me, and I'll tell you. But I'm here to tell you, no one wants to hear it because it's terrible what's happening with the contraction and the death rate.
Agreed.
And the hospitals and the overload. It's insane. So, again, before we do the commercials, the nurses, everybody that's out there, all the doctors, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. They don't have the equipment. They talked to a lady last night on 60 Minutes. Scott Pelley said, "You look tired. When's the last time you slept?" She said, "I haven't." He said, "How long?" She said, "When this all started."
Oh, man.
Round the clock. And what they're working on now is they got to get these people out of there. They've been in there 2.5-3 weeks just busting their ass, and the cases double daily. So now what they need is temporary people to come in so they can start shifting out. And these are the ones that are staying healthy enough to come back the next day. It's insane. So for the doctors, the nurses, anybody in that field right now, thank you.
Thank you.
I truly mean that because it's rough.
It really is. I appreciate it as well. Thank you very, very much. I can't imagine how frightening and scary that would be to go into that day in and day out. It's truly appreciated.
One lady last night, this warrior, I can't remember if she was from Jersey or New York. What she said was, she's tired. She's exhausted. She can't wait to get out of the hospital, to get home and just eat and rest. She said, but as soon as I'm there a couple hours, I feel like I'm missing out and I want to help more people. And all that's going on, she says, I can't wait to get back. And a lot of people are running on adrenaline, and she knows that she's doing some good work. And every time someone walks out and gets off a ventilator or is healthy, they say it's a high five moment. And that's all they're doing is trying to keep the ICU beds open and get through this and keep people walking in and out of the hospital. And it's tough work right now. So watch it. If you got a thick stomach, if the skin's thick, you owe it to yourself to watch the 60 Minutes last night. For anyone out there that thinks, oh, my God, we can't go till April 30th. There's no way I can stay in. There's no way I can go without work. There's no way we can do this. Watch 60 Minutes from last night, and I guarantee you'll do 30 days not even thinking about it. It'll be a treat if you can stay home and stay healthy. So,
dog, I wish you could see the freeway right now. Dana can vouch for this. There's more people on the freeway right now than there has been in a couple days. So I don't know if they're coming back out again or not, but I'm looking out here and I'm watching people drive to work, and I'm telling you, they are ignoring this. There is a lot of folks on the freeway today. A lot.
Well, I know. I know people need the work, and I know they need the money. But that's sad to hear, because, I mean, that's what's going to keep these infection rates up. For those people out there, if you are listening, watch it last night. Jump online and watch the 60 Minutes. It's the first 15 minutes. It is breathtaking. So, all right, we'll come back. We'll do these, and we'll play some more rock and roll. All the equipment works. I think we're going to do older school, and it's a good addition today.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do it coming up next. Hold on. 93.7 The River. Classic rock redefined. There goes Pearl Jam. Daughter, Dog and Joe show on a Monday. Coming up, if I can get everything working, we're going to do older school. Woo-hoo. That's where we play clips, and you and Joe and Dana have to decide which of these things happened first or which is older. So we'll get to that coming up. And get excited. Joe, Dana, go through all the different challenges that we always talk about, these internet challenges. See if you can remember them all, because we've got a new one.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, Tide Pod Challenge.
Mm-hmm. You got the cinnamon. You remember when they put cinnamon in their mouth?
Remember when Joe put salt in his mouth,
Oh,
too?
Lord, that was awful. They dumped alcohol in their bodies and then stood in the shower and tried to put it out, the fire out when they lit it.
Yeah, there's the hot coil challenge where they were putting their hands on stove coils.
Oh, Lord, that's right.
Yeah.
Stupid.
There's the ice bucket challenge. That was a good one.
Remember that one dog likes where they filled the condom up with water and then they tried to drop it over their head to see if they could get it to go over their whole head?
They were also trying to eat
condoms. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think. I think that's kind of the majority of them.
There's so many.
There has been.
I know. And we've got a new one, and lots of people love this because a lot of people are self-quarantining. A lot of people are sheltering in. And there's a new internet challenge. And if you have kids, Dana, pay attention.
Okay.
It's called the poop challenge.
Oh, no.
Lovely.
No.
Lovely.
And hear me out. This one's actually kind of funny. If you watch, if you haven't seen these videos, if you haven't seen this stuff show up in the social, all you got to do, hashtag poop challenge, and it works like this. A parent goes in, sits on the can, and they tell their kids that are usually, I don't know, 5, 4, 6, 7, you know, they're younger. Mm-hmm. They go in and they go, hey, Jimmy, I'm out of toilet paper. Can you bring mom some toilet paper? And so the kids will come running in. And they'll bring toilet paper, and then when the mom or dad reaches, when the mom or dad reaches to grab the toilet paper, they brush them with Nutella or peanut butter or chocolate pudding.
I've seen this.
Man, no way!
Yeah.
And they wipe it on their arms, and the kids think that they've been pooped on.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I mean, it's only a scoop of Nutella or peanut butter, but come on, we need food right now, people. Stop wasting it.
Oh, my Lord. That would make me lose my business right there. I would never think it was Nutella immediately. That would be the last thing that went through my mind.
You guys should watch the videos. The kids' faces, I mean, they go from, like, you know, they're grossed out. They're like, ew, don't do that. To some kids just stand there, I mean, in stone, horrified. They just stare at their mom with their mouths, like, on the ground. And they can't believe that they just had poop brushed up on them. And some of them drop the toilet paper. Some run. Some scream. But it's pretty funny. And if you got small ones, like...
Are you wanting
Dana,
me
you
to
should
do
try this.
This.
You, yeah, it's got to be the mom that does it. Because the dad doing it, you can kind of see that. But the reason they stand there and just stone panic is because mom cleans them and keeps them safe. She doesn't wipe doo-doo on them. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll try. This is disgusting.
I want you to try it. Try it with Liv if you can, Dana. And just, you know, get something. It could be anything brown. I mean, whatever. And then just, you know, get the video going, tell her to bring you some teepee, and then brush it up on her arm or her hand and go, oh, I'm sorry, I got poop on you, and see what she does.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can do it with a straight face. I'm terrible at these things.
What? Who will react the craziest? Will it be Livy or will it be Max?
Max won't even
He won't realize what it is, will he?
This is the sad thing. Okay, I don't think Max would put two and two together, and he'd probably be like, oh, what's this?
Livy will definitely know.
He would totally touch it. Livy, yeah, she might. I don't know. My kids hang out in the bathroom with me when I'm trying to do my business. Yeah. I mean, kids are weird.
That is funny.
Well, just try it, Dana, because if it doesn't work for you, I'll try it with my son, who's 17. He's going to be 18 in September.
Dude, I double dare you, bro, to put the phone up somewhere where, like, in the hallway or somewhere it's hiding. I dare you to do that. He will. Oh, my God. That would be. Oh, do it to your wife.
You don't want him to die, do you?
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. If I did it to my son, I know he'd look at me and he'd pause and he'd say, what the F? That's what he would say. He'd be upset. Here's the thing. My wife doesn't know about this, but I'll tell you what. If I did it to her, she'd probably go, ew, what? But if she did it to me, I'd probably collapse.
I bet you would. You would. You know you would, dude. With your germ phobia, you absolutely would. Yuck.
Well, even with what's going on right now, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. They're doing it to kids. And again, it is peanut butter. It's Nutella. It's pudding.
Sure.
If you haven't seen the videos, Dana, you could post it up. But Dana, go home tonight. It's been a long time since you've done a Dana Does. What if we call it tomorrow? We can do Dana Does Do.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, gross.
That is terrible.
Dana
but so
does
funny.
Do.
I do not like this challenge. Sam, I am.
Oh, man.
Try it tonight, though, Dana. Go home and just see if you can get it. I mean, if you film it and it doesn't happen, you just delete it. But see what happens. And if it happens, we'll post it up tomorrow on the Facebook and the Twitter and all the other stuff. Okay. I want to see it.
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to kind of see that, too, even though it's going to make her just jump sideways.
My daughter is so sensitive. I don't want to do anything that upsets her like that. That's the thing.
Would it get her sad, you think? Would she like, oh, Mom?
She might. She might cry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time with
this. Dana, you know. What we should have done, Dana, you and I should have had a conversation this morning, and what you should have done was walked in and done it to Joe. You should have did it to him.
I would have cried.
And smeared poop on his arm.
I'd have been like, Dana, I love you so much, but I don't know what I'm going to do about this.
Or Joe.
Check out the videos. Dana will post it up, and then hopefully tomorrow we can come back, and Dana will do.
Oh,
and we'll have the video up waiting for you if she can pull it off. Here's B.O.C., a 93.7, The River. Because B.O.C., Don't Fear the Reaper, Dog and Joe Show on a Monday. And I told you, we're going to do our damnedest to find good stories and nice things to talk about as we go through this pandemic. And I know that everyone's been ordered to stay in. Yesterday, Donald Trump, he extended the 15-day window to 30 days. Yeah. We are now quarantined, if you will, or ordered to stay in until the 30th of April. And I think this is kind of cool. You know, I don't know how many people like the drive-in, how many people go to the drive-in. I don't see anything wrong with this myself. West Wind Drive-In here in Sacramento. Dana, can you look up the address of that so we can tell people where this is? Because I think this is a good way to get people out.
Yes. So the West Wind Drive-In, if I remember correctly, is off Bradshaw. But the actual address is 9616 Oates Drive in Sacramento.
Oates Drive.
Okay, so that is the drive-in that we would see if we're going down 50. You'd
Correct.
See the screens over there to the right if you're heading westbound.
Yes, and it's right over by the old go-kart place, K1.
That's what I was going to ask you.
I think
it's
what it's called now.
Okay, cool.
I think. I haven't been to the little go-kart place in a long time.
It used to be RPM Race Place back in the day.
I believe it's K1.
Yeah.
So that's where it is, but what they're doing is they're telling people, hey, even though you're ordered to stay at home, you can come and watch the movies, and a bunch of people showed up Saturday night. Here's the rules. Concessions are closed, obviously.
Good.
If you're sick with anything, don't come to the drive-in. Only one person can leave the car at a time to use the restroom, with the exception if you have a small child with adult, and only one person will be allowed in the restroom at one time, and you must stay in your vehicle. Sitting outside is not allowed. So if you're there, and you're with your family, you know, everyone's looking for stuff to do. Everything's closed down, the parks and all that stuff. That's fantastic because you can all sit inside. You get to, you know, get out of the house and sit even more, even though it's in your car. It gives you something to do, and you can, you know, plug in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do they have, like, Wi-Fi now at the drive-in, or do you still have to take that big, stupid metal speaker and hang it in your window?
No, you usually tune it. The last time I went, you tuned it to a specific radio station.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, that'd be cool. So if you were driving by on the freeway and you hit that specific radio station, you'd get the movie for a second, you know?
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah. Dana, back in the day, though, it used to be like if you went to a car hop, and I know you don't know what a car hop is, but you would drive to the drive-in, and you would pull up, and there was like a metal pole there, and you would grab the speaker, and you would put it inside your window. It'd like hang on your window, and then you'd roll the window up, and it was this big, clunky microphone-looking thing that gave you the audio. It was ridiculous.
I know what it looks like, and believe it or not, they had that in the Flintstones, just a very dinosaur-looking version.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they went to the drive-ins in the Flintstones, too.
Did it work well, that speaker?
No, I mean, but here's the other thing, too. I mean, when I was little and I went with my parents, you'd listen to it. But when you got older, you know, there wasn't much need for audio or even a movie.
Heard the sound of the rocking and the motion of the ocean. Yeah,
those were called throes and cries of passion. That's what those were. Moaning.
Vomitous noise.
So I think it's pretty cool. If you want to get out and you want to do something, it is very safe. In fact, if you follow the guidelines and the rules and all that, but it's West Wind Drive-In right there off 50, and they're back in business, and people are showing up in droves because they want to get out of the house. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's way cool, man.
All right, we'll come back. We got to pay your bills. Another $1,000. We'll do that for you. That's going to happen here in 17 minutes. Hold on. It goes behind Blue Eyes. That's the Who here on a Dog and Joe Show Monday. We got cash for you. We're going to pay some more bills, $1,000. We'll do that here shortly. And I think we're going to be able to do older school. And that is the game where you go back to class with Joe and Dana, and you have to decipher and tell us which of these audio clips, either from music, commercial, songs, which ones are older? And I'm doing this here remotely from my house. Joe's back there. I don't know how it's going to work, but let's try it. You guys ready?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, dude. I was just telling you, I wish Dana could have heard this. It sounds, on my end, so far, pretty good. They're going to like it. Yeah. So I don't think I have to do anything more than just leave you on, bro.
Yeah, go home. Like, honestly, like, just leave it up and just go.
You got it.
Go home.
Done.
Don't tempt him with a good time.
And again, it might garble my voice. You know, there's a lot of stuff going through the internet, but let's try it. Older school. All right. Dana, you got your pencil?
Yes.
Okay. Joe, do you have your whoopee cushion?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Here we go. Older school. Which one of these is older? Take a listen to this one. These are commercials.
Domino's Pizza delivers quality. It takes fresh baked quality to avoid the noid. We keep the noid out and all the quality in. So avoid the noid. Call Domino's Pizza now for hot quality pizza. Domino's Pizza delivers.
All right, there you go. Did that sound okay? Could you guys hear it?
Yeah.
It really did, dude. It really did. It was a little lower than your voice feed, so I don't know if what you're playing it through could be turned up just a little bit, but other than that, it's perfect.
All right, we'll turn it up. Which is older? Okay, take a listen to this one. It's another commercial. You have to tell us which is older. Take a listen.
Hey, where are you? Mervin Super Sale is back.
I'm here.
Just in time to save on men's Windridge shirts and kids' Oshkosh shortalls.
I can't believe I almost missed it.
Don't miss saving 60% on all fine jewelry, 14-karat gold, diamonds, and sterling silver.
Well, I didn't exactly almost miss it, but I am only 4 hours early.
Save throughout the store during Mervin's Super Sale starting Saturday, 8 a.m.
Open, open, open.
All right, there you go. Did you hear the lady at the end? Open, open. Oh, everybody remembers that Mervin's ad. So, older school, which is older, the Pizzanoid commercial or the Mervin's commercial?
Yeesh.
Oh.
And people in California. Dana, were you alive when Mervin's was still open? I don't know if you were or not.
I think there were a couple open.
Yeah.
But
were they open, open, open?
They were not open, open, open.
I don't think we had them in the Midwest.
No, you didn't. They were a company out of, I believe, Hayward, California. And everybody loved Mervyn's. That's where you went when you wanted to get cheap Levi's or your Bugle Boys. And then they had some trouble, and then they started putting Mervyn's California on it. And we're like, well, why would you put Mervyn's California on it? Because they were only in a couple of other states. And then it just kind of went downhill, and they never could save it. Which is a shame, because, God damn it, Sears is still open.
Yeah, they are.
All right, which is older, Domino's or the Mervyn's commercial?
I think the Domino's, because I'm aware of the Mervyn's open, but I've never heard the Pizzanoid thing ever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the Pizzanoid, the Domino's commercial was older.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the same thing Dana said.
My apologies. That is what I think is older, though.
So you both are saying the Domino's pizza ad is older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, from 1987, you had the Domino's pizza ad with the Noid. From 1992, you had the Mervyn's open.
Wow, right on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. I think Dana will enjoy this, and I know Joe probably used to watch it. Older school, you got to tell us which is older.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteats. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. I don't think you're happy enough. That's right.
All right, that's enough. So, Ren and Stimpy. Did you watch that, Joe? Were you a Ren and Stimpy fan?
I did watch a little bit of Ren and Stimpy. Yes, absolutely.
And Dana, have you ever seen Ren and Stimpy or heard that song?
No, I've heard the song, but I've never watched Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Don't you think Ren and Stimpy is kind of like a older version of SpongeBob? They were kind of a little bit like a dirtier version of SpongeBob, a little bit, kind of, huh?
I don't know anything about them. I never watched them, but I know that kids always sung that song, and everybody loved it, and it was a big deal for a while. I don't know anything about Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Now, which is older? Ren and Stimpy or this? Older school. Take a listen.
Now, our selections tonight are chicken piccata or seafood gumbo.
Piccata. Excuse me. Does the gumbo have corn in it?
I am Cornholio. Piccata for my bunghole.
You have to wait your turn, sir.
Are you threatening me? My bunghole will not wait.
There you go.
Bunghole.
Oh, no.
He wants chicken piccata. So, which one is older?
Oh, man. Ren and Stimpy or Beavis and Butt-Head?
Wow, that's tough, dude.
Ah, man. I don't know.
Gosh.
I think that it's Ren and Stimpy.
I do, too. Yeah, I think Ren and Stimpy is, man, that's hard. But
it's really hard.
I think so, too, Ren and Stimpy.
All right, from 1991, Ren and Stimpy with Happy Happy Joy Joy. From 1992, Beavis and Butthead with Cornholio.
Woo! 1 year, dude. Man, that was close.
Oh, man.
There you go. And funny, you mentioned SpongeBob, Joe, because take a listen to this next one. It's older school.
Ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck!
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Older school, take a listen to this one. Which is older?
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it?
Yes,
Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. Stoop,
Mac, and Dizzy, and Rolly, too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew.
There you go. There's Bob the Builder. So, which is older?
Ooh. Oh, man. Bob the Builder was, I feel like they were on very close to each other, but I was too old for Bob the Builder, so I don't really remember it. when it came out.
Okay.
So I'm going to go SpongeBob.
You're
saying SpongeBob is older?
Mm-hmm. Man.
Okay.
That's tough right there because I don't, yeah, that's out of my child wheelhouse. I also, see, because Digger never watched Bob the Builder. So yeah. I think he had already come and gone by then. I think Bob the Builder's older.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's find out. Older school. Bob the Builder from 1998. SpongeBob SquarePants came out in 1999.
Oh, man!
That was close.
Very close, dude.
All right, we got to come back. We're going to give you a chance right now to pay your bills with $1,000, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up. We got some more clips. Older school. Good luck. We'll be right back after we give you the. There goes Pat Benatar. It is the Dog and Joe Show on a Monday. I'm still doing the show remotely. Joe is back at the studio. Dana's in the producer room. And every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.1 KPK, you can listen to Money Matters with hosts Scott Hansen and Pat McClain. Scott Hansen, founding member of Allworth Financial. He's written books. He's been on numerous shows and knows how to cook the books, if you could, Scott. He's on the phone with us right now. And hopefully, Scott, can you hear us? Is everything okay?
I hear you fine. You hear me?
Okay, very good.
Yeah, perfect.
So yesterday, Trump announced that we're going to stay shut down for another 30 days. Can the $2 trillion stimulus still help?
I mean, I actually think it's just a bit of a down payment. When you look at the destruction, if you think about this, so our gross domestic product is about $22 trillion, right? So if you think about $2 trillion, that's about 10%. That's a little more than a month's worth of stimulus, if you figure, you know, at what the economy needs to produce. And, I mean, there's clearly a lot of damage that's gone on, and I think the government's probably going to have to do some more. I'm no expert in the medical field, but when you look at all the studies out there, this is not going to end the end of April either. We're going to have a slowdown for many months.
And what does this mean? Sorry, I know we've got some delay here, but what does this mean? How can you break this down for the average worker, the guy that, you know, he's got to go in every day, he's got to turn a wrench, the woman that has to go to a dental office, even though those are shut down, but a secretary. What do the average workers, what does this mean for them? What's going to happen?
I mean, we'll get through this, right? So this too shall pass, life will continue, but I think the challenge right now is clearly there's some people that can't work, right? A lot of people have lost their jobs. They've been furloughed. The unemployment is certainly going to help. I mean, for a lot of people, it's going to be more than $1,000 a week in California. So that'll clearly help for some situations. But I think what's important is everyone needs to sit down right now, take a hard look at where, what expenses are there? What can we cut back on? What money's coming in? And what are some other provisions we might need to consider in the next few months if things don't improve? Everyone needs to be going through that exercise right now. I don't care if someone's got a gazillion dollars or two nickels to rub together. It's an important exercise that we all need to be going through.
Now, I don't know if you've heard the numbers or any stories, Scott, but how many small businesses are we losing daily? Have you seen that pop up anywhere? Do you have any idea?
It's hard to even get your head around how many numbers there are. And you know, the fact is, we probably all have someone in our life, someone close to us that has had to shut down a business, whether it's a restaurant or some other shop. But I mean, most businesses can't last more than a few weeks. And so it's just, I think that the damage, the challenge is, it's a small business guy or gal that has the restaurant. They can no longer pay the rent to the strip center. The strip center, some person who owns the strip center, he or she's got a loan. They can't make the payments to that lender. It's this continuous cycle. So the challenge is when we start breaking parts of it, the ramifications spread wide. And that's why we've seen the financial markets so volatile the last few weeks.
So any ideas? I think we left off yesterday with 3 million jobless claims for unemployment. I mean, how many... If you know, again, I hate to ask you these tough questions, but how many displaced employees are there going to be? I mean, are they going to be able to return to jobs? How many jobs are going to go away? What's going to happen with all this? Is it going to just...
I think one of the greatest challenges is what we're... Unfortunately, I think what we're going to end up having is the government benefits competing against job openings when things start thawing out and we start having new jobs. Because you take someone who is... maybe a bus boy or an entry-level job, their unemployment is probably going to be more than what they were making. So when it's time for these restaurants to open back up and hire people, I think the bigger that's going to be a bigger challenge in the future. But you're going to see a lot more people filing for unemployment. And there's a lot of companies that have yet to downsize or yet to furlough. They're trying to hold off as long as they could. I mean, I was reading about Macy's, hundreds of thousands of employees. Well, how long can a company like that stay in business when they can't have shoppers? And working from home, I don't know I haven't bought any clothes online since I've been working out of my bedroom.
Right? I mean,
no.
That's one of the last things people think about right now.
It's a bizarre time.
So, on the phone with us right now, we've got Scott Hansen from Money Matters. You can check it out every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.1 KFBK. I've talked a lot about this last week and the week before on the show, Scott. Is this going to change the dichotomy as to how people go to work? I mean, working from home now, companies see it happening. I mean, our boss is in the office right now. He's listening to this. Is this going to change, meaning take away a lot of jobs where people are going to start telecommuting and doing stuff from home? Schools.
I don't know if in the long term it's going to take away jobs, but I do think it's going to change the way we work and live. I mean, if you think of our organization example, we have 200 and some odd employees in 17 offices. Essentially, we are all working remotely right now. And the clients we interact with, thousands of clients, we're communicating with them via Zoom. They can't come into an office, and who knows how long that's going to last. But what's interesting about this is once people have gotten comfortable with Zoom or Google Hangout or whatever apps we're using, you know, you're not going to unlearn those things. And I think a lot of us are going to think, yeah, it's pretty convenient. I can talk to my accountant, or I can talk to maybe even my doctor just over the computer. Why do I need to drive all over the place? And why do I need to go to the office 5 days a week? Maybe I'll go to the office one day a week. So I do think it'll change what office space is required. So this could have a tremendous impact on commercial buildings, but I think it's going to have, and you mentioned education. Clearly, I mean, education, if you look at the university, that whole system's already unsustainable. And I think right now it's going to be a shakeout. And I think when you look 5 years out, I do think we'll come through this stronger. You know, this country is amazing, and people are very innovative. And it's in times like this that I think people are the most innovative. You know, Sir Isaac Newton, he discovered gravity when he was quarantined during the plague in the 16th century or whatever century that was. So it's just amazing. Yeah. When times like this, there's going to be tremendous innovation. I think when we look 5 years down the road, we'll be a strong economy. We'll be moving forward. It's just going to be a rough road the next several months. It really is. There's no way around it.
On the phone with us, we've got Scott Hansen from Money Matters. Scott, what are three things people should be buying right now? Three things people should be buying right now. Your opinion.
Toilet paper?
Yes, besides the essentials.
Well, I mean, I think rather, I mean, there's clearly good opportunities for the long-term investors. If you've got five or more years out, I think looking at some, just even the S&P 500 fund, just a broad index of owning the largest companies in the United States, clearly a good investment. Investing in your 401k, if you're still employed, now is not the time to be stopping investing. But really, it's also making sure you've got that cash reserves, because this could go along maybe a little longer than we're all anticipating. And to having the cash just to be able to get by, I think, is the most important thing.
Have you seen the auto financing and all the deals? Would you recommend anyone out there that's got a secure job? Is it a good time to buy an automobile?
It's interesting. There's a lot of secure jobs out there right now. I mean, if you work for the government, if you work for in the healthcare industry, there's some industries that are doing extremely well right now. So there are people that have secure jobs, and there's going to be deals on just about everything, whether it's cars, and we're seeing the kind of deals that, I mean, these automobile manufacturers are trying to figure out how to stay in business. So there's going to be great deals on automobiles. There's going to be great deals on appliances. There's going to be great deals in just about everything. So I'm not sure if the prices might be even better a month from now. So I don't know if there'd be a big rush to buy something, but then that's part of the challenge too, right? So we're all sitting there thinking, well, should I go buy a new truck? Maybe they'll be less expensive a month from now. Maybe I'll wait. So the longer we're all waiting, the greater impact it has on the overall economy.
Did you see over the weekend, they talked about home buying, real estate here in our area. They said people were still out, still doing open houses, still looking for homes. What's going to happen? What's your prediction for our area right here? Because I know you live in the area.
Yeah, I do. I live in El Dorado Hills. I've lived here 25 years in the foothills. I think this is going to be great for the Sacramento region. My personal bet, I mean, living in the Bay Area would be a disaster right now. I couldn't imagine living there. It's so crowded. You can't get around. Costs are astronomical. And when you look at these, particularly these tech firms, where they have 6,000 employees, everyone's working from home now, I think a lot of people are going to question, how often do we need people coming in? Maybe we don't need coming in every day. And I think there's going to be people that are looking at the Sacramento region, phenomenal quality of life here, and the cost of living is about half what it is in the Bay Area. So I actually think this is going to bode well for our region. I really do.
What about in terms of housing, though, for people out there right now? Are we gonna see a downward trend? Are homes going to lose their value? Are you going to see people out buying more and more? What do you think it's going to do to the price of our homes?
Can we sustain
the values?
I hate trying to predict anything. I mean, long-term mortgage rates will come down from where they are now. Rates have dropped quite a bit. We've actually seen an uptick in mortgage interest rates. It mainly because of a supply and demand issue. There's just too many applicants wanting mortgages to refinance right now than the system can handle. And when you've got these big mortgage companies, suddenly everyone is working from home right now. They're not nearly as efficient as they were a couple weeks ago. But I think we'll start seeing mortgage interest rates come down over the next few weeks, which will certainly bode well for real estate prices. But if this is 18 months of some sort of social distancing, who knows when we could have a basketball arena full again, right? We got this great arena in downtown. I don't know when that can be full again, but if this drags on longer and longer, then I think we can see prices of everything fall. I mean,
man,
I'm not necessarily predicting that, but if you just read the medical stuff that's out there, it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a weird time right now.
We've all read about the Spanish flu and the Black Plague and all that stuff, and we all were lulled into this false sense of comfort. I think we believed that our medical profession had come so far that these things really didn't happen anymore. And then if you looked at SARS and Ebola and the Zika and all these other things over the last 20 years that were supposed to kill us, the mad cow disease, none of them ever did, right? So I think we all just thought, this is a thing of the past. This isn't going to happen to us again, and yet here we are in the midst of this pandemic.
Yeah. On the phone with us, we've got Scott Hansen from Money Matters. You can check it out on KPK every Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Scott, you got to give us some bright news. What good news financially or anything else that you've read to brighten this catastrophe? What can we see? What's a good positive spin?
I think if we step back and think other painful times, you think about the financial crisis and how challenging that was. It was going to go on forever. Doomsday, all the news reports, of course, news loves to sell bad stories, right? So everything was horrible. And we have a tendency as humans to whatever's in front of us, we can think that this is going to kind of last forever. So when we're in the midst of this, it feels like it's going to last forever. This too shall pass. Brighter times will lie ahead. If you look at the progress of this country the last 100 years, I don't believe that this pandemic is going to somehow derail us and we're going to go back to the Stone Age. Right, we will get through this. We will come out stronger. We will come out more prosperous. There'll be new industries created, new jobs created, and we'll have an exciting future ahead of us. I really believe that. This country is absolutely amazing. We all came from somewhere else. It's just amazing. You think about the challenge of leaving your homeland and coming to the United States and trying to make a better life for your family. That's who we're all made up of. Whether mm-hmm. we're first generation or third or fourth generation, there's something really unique about this country. We will get through this. We will be stronger and more prosperous down the road. I truly believe that, and I'm betting on it.
I agree with you.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And we all hope, from your mouth to God's ears. One more question, Scott. Can I borrow $30?
Dang it, you beat me to it.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Scott, I appreciate your time again. You can check out Money Matters every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.1 KFBK. Scott Hansen, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc. Big show.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Take care. Here's Tom Petty on the river. I think it's Tom Petty here on the River Dog and Joe Show. I'm still doing the show remotely. Joe back at the studio. Dana in the producer studio. I almost forgot about Scott Hansen. We got to come back now. We got to finish up Older School. Ooh. I got a couple more clips I want you guys to hear.
Yeah.
So I think we got time. Mm-hmm. Dana, we have time?
Yes, we do.
Okay, take a listen. We're going to sit back down, get a drink of water, get the pencil sharpened, get your erasers. Number two, that's what you need for the Scantron. Couple more clips. You have to determine which are older, okay? Take a listen to this. We got some songs now. Older school. Take a listen to this one. There you go.
Yeah.
Warrant, Cherry Pie, okay? Which is older, that song or this song? Take a listen. She's only 17, although right now she'd be probably about 49.
Yeah, she would.
So, which is older, Warrant's Cherry Pie or Winger 17?
Goodness.
Oh, man. I'm going Cherry Pie.
I'm
going
to go Cherry Pie. Winger 17.
Okay. All right. Winger 17 came out in 1988. Warrant Cherry Pie came out in 1990.
Oh, man. Oh,
Joe got it right.
Yeah.
All right.
Two more songs, older school. Let's play these. And I'm just going to play the beginnings of these because the beginnings, the intros of these songs, legendary. Take a listen to this one. Older school. Which one's older? There you go. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. To me, the intro of that song is so much better than when he's singing, talking about going down Baker Street.
That's a great song.
All right. Older school. Which is older, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, or this one? Take a listen to this one. There you go. Ooh, Manfred Mann Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, or Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, Older School. Which one's older?
Well, that's tough. That is a tough one right there.
I'm doing terribly today. I think Blinded by the Light.
Oof.
Okay.
Man, I think Baker Street for some reason. I don't know why.
All right. Man for Man, Blinded by the Light, came out in 1973. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, 1978.
Whoa!
That's
big difference. Good job, Dana. Man, they were not close at all.
There's some... No. Well, those are tough with those older songs. A lot of people are going to have trouble, you know, going back that far. But there you go. Jerry Rafferty, Manfred Mann Earth Band. We got to pay your bills. Another $1,000. That's going to come up in 17 minutes. We'll be back.
Celebrities are great, but bad celebrities are even better. It's time for Celebrities Behaving Badly on the Doug and Joe Show.
All right, we got a list of celebrities today. We got a couple of them. The first thing, Shaq, he's come out and he said, nope, he's not friends with the Tiger King, even though he visited the Tiger King Zoo and all that a couple of times and even mentioned the Tiger King during the NBA. He said, no, I do not condone what he's doing. I don't know the guy. We are not friends, even though that's what the Tiger King is saying. And I guess they're using a video on the show of him and Shaq. And Shaq said, no, I've been there. I hung out with the dude. We're not buddies. So get over it.
That guy's probably saying a lot of stuff, that Tiger King.
did you guys watch any Tiger King over the weekend? I saw a lot of people posting it because they were stuck inside. Did you guys watch it?
No, I started this other show called Happy with this crazy flying blue unicorn.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That sounds a little interesting, like a lot more interesting than Tiger King.
I figured
Joe would say that. Flying blue unicorns, that's right up Joe's alley.
I think Tiger King is probably crazier, but the show that I watched, it's called Happy. It's like Shameless, but if the main character was a detective.
Yeah. I have not yet, man, but I have it queued up and ready to roll because this looks like something that will be right up my alley. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I will love every single second of this program.
Yeah, the Tiger King was made for people like Joe. Joe's going to watch every episode. Yeah. He's going to love it.
I guarantee you I will, man.
All right, hit our little thing, Joe. Make sure you play that little dealy bop.
You got it. Oh, God dang it. Sorry. I had it all ready to go, bro, and I do apologize right there.
Never mind.
Yeah. No, I got it ready
this celebrity...
now.
No, never mind.
Okay.
Defense attorneys for Lori Loughlin and several other prominent parents charged in the college admission scandal have asked that their case be thrown out according to new documents, and they accuse prosecutors of extraordinary misconduct with their filing, saying investigators bullied the scheme ringleader, which is William Rick Singer, the guy that had ties to Sacramento here, and they said that they were tricked into lying and concealing evidence, so she's still begging not to go to court, not to be tried, and I don't think anyone has heard her name in quite a while. And I was like, man, with all this stuff going on with this pandemic, where's Lori Loughlin? Please tell me she's not roaming the streets freely. This horrible, evil mother that tried to get her children into USC. Please tell me that she's on her way to jail. And still, no, she's still walking, roaming freely.
Isn't that so crazy, though?
That's wild.
That one lady, that poor lady had to go to jail for a little while. And it's almost as if she's going to be let off scot-free.
Yeah, Felicity Huffman, she did time just down the road in the East Bay there.
Yeah.
She was walking around wearing her jumpsuit and all that, but no, Lori Loughlin, still cruising the streets freely.
That is insanity. We have one more.
All right, hit the next thing. There we go. This celebrity, not really, in my opinion, behaving badly, but a lot of people think he is. David Geffen sparks backlash for flaunting himself quarantined from his $590 million super yacht.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's what he's on right now.
With or without his family?
I guess everybody. I guess the entire city could fit on this boat, but I don't know how many people are on it. And he jumped on and he said, yes, we're safe. We're hanging down, isolated in the Grenadines, avoiding the virus. I'm hoping everybody is doing what we're doing, which is staying safe. Mm-hmm. And he took pictures of the rising sun from his luxurious yacht that cost $590 million. And David Geffen, everybody, just so you know, I know a lot of people worried, he's okay.
Yeah, there might be five people in the world doing what he's doing. I hope everyone's doing what I'm doing. No, we're not, David Geffen. I'm not even close.
The guy, I mean, you might say that he got caught up in some criminal things or did some shady business deals here and there, but for the most part, it was all legitimate work. I mean, he founded Geffen Records, co-founded DreamWorks. I mean, it's all legitimate money. So, I mean, let him. He's got it. He earned it. Go out and sail the seas.
Yeah, to each their own. You're exactly right. He did it himself, so that's cool.
All right, we got to give you some cash right now. We're just a little bit early, but pay attention. This is a Nash Cash Code contest. We're going to pay your bills $1,000 right now. Well, we got kind of off to a rocky start early this morning. We didn't get to do What's Your Deal, so we'll kind of do that right now. And if you don't know what that is, well, this is what it is. We talk about things that are our deals. And I wanted to find out how Dana's deal went because she was going to do a Zoom drunken digital meetup, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded fun, didn't it?
How did it go?
It went really well. So my cousin was the one who set up the actual physical meeting, even though I put everything together. And she set it up for 3 hours, and that was definitely the appropriate amount of time. But what was fun was when we first got on, it was just absolute chaos. There was about 15 of us.
Really?
Yes, because like I have two kids and Kenny, right? So there's four of us there right off the bat. And then, you know, my grandma was there, her sister was there, my sister was there, my aunt that lives in Texas was there, my uncles in Arizona. And so it was just everybody, and then some of my cousins in Oregon.
That is awesome, man.
And so it was all of us at once. My aunt is stuck in Florida right now. She can't get back to Mexico where she lives, so she's trying to get to Oregon where her daughter lives.
Oh.
And so we're all
kind of... Oh, my God. Why would you go to Oregon? Oh, my God. Don't go there. Well, go to Cuba.
She's originally from Oregon, and she can't get into Isla Mujeres where she lives. It's locked down. So she's stuck in Florida, which sounds awful in my opinion.
Could you imagine?
You know, I'm like, no, thank you.
Man.
Basically we couldn't hear each other talk until people started dropping out.
Oh.
So we got a little bit of
an update. What do you mean dropping out? Like hitting the floor? Like
no.
They were drunk? They were falling down and
barfing?
No.
My grandma at some point, she's like, okay, I'm out. This is too much for me. And she had to go get crutches for one of her friends or something. So my grandma left, but it was cute because she was wearing this giant floral sun hat. And I was like, you are the most amazing ray of sunshine. And then my uncle, he's a jokester, and he had he shaved half of his face. So he had half of a mustache and beard on one side.
Awesome.
And then completely shaved on the other side. And
fantastic.
He was calling it pre-COVID and post-COVID. And we were demanding live shaving of his face, but he never did that for us. So we didn't get that.
So Dana, what was it that you drank that night?
I had sangria, and then I happened to finish my bottle of sangria, so I moved on to white wine.
Good girl.
And basically, we got down to about, I don't know, six of us. And then at the very end, it was my cousin, my sister, and I, and that was it. We closed down the digital bar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good, yep. Good job.
Nicely done.
Yes.
That's a big thing now. I just saw this today. That's why I wanted to ask you how that went. Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to do that. Virtual wine tastings now, ooh, all the rage. And what people are doing is they're calling their favorite wineries and they're ordering bottles, or they're having people at the winery pour glasses, talking about the wine, trying to get people to show up and do digital wine tasting, and it's helping them sell wine. And then people that are already members or know about these certain launch dates or these meetups, what they do is they get on with their favorite winery wine, and they get together, and they all get on Zoom or whatever, and they all drink as if they were standing around the bar, but they're all at home, wearing robes, sitting on the bed, drinking their Chablis, and everybody starts talking, like, oh, this is a very fine wine to pair with salmon, and poof, let me spit that one out, that's a little rough on the palate. So they do all the stuff you would do at a winery, but they're doing it as strangers from wherever they live.
Wow.
That's really cool.
I like that as well. I do. I think that's neat, man. I love doing stuff. What, how did I miss out on Zoom? Now all of a sudden Skype is dead and now we're Zooming?
Well, Zoom is a thing that's really big right now because a lot of people, it's provided by their employer.
I never even heard of it before until right now.
We're probably using it here, or WebEx. It's the same thing as like the conference call WebEx thing that we used to use too.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just a platform where you can look at people when you're on a
conference call. Yeah, it looks so totally cool. I don't recall being able to do that many folks on Skype, like being able to set up a whole truckload of, maybe you could, maybe you couldn't. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's, I have never even heard of Zoom until this started.
Well, coming up today, right around 10 o'clock, you could jump on Dog and Joe After Show on MySpace.
I know, that's what I feel like, dog. I swear to God. I feel like I've been out of the loop. I should know about this. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, good for you, Dana. For me, I just cooked a ton, did a bunch of stuff for the show, watched two episodes of Ozark. We'll get into that tomorrow because I'm going to watch more tonight.
Only two,
the big
two,
thing
though.
I did over the weekend... Yeah, because I had to wait for my wife to catch up, and we got off track.
I can't believe it either.
The big thing I found was Kim K stretching into a mustard-colored latex suit. I watched that three times.
Oh,
good Lord. That's despicable.
I happened to peep her Instagram page because I saw that you wrote this, and I was like, where is this stupid latex suit? Couldn't find it on her Instagram page, but I did find a lot of people telling her you should stop hawking your Spanx right now because nobody's gonna buy them because we are in a pandemic, Kim.
I thought you were gonna say I couldn't find her in the yellow mustard suit, but I found her in a red one and
a
blue one.
I did find a pink one. Yeah, I did find that.
Yeah, send that to me, Dana. I want to see that. I'm here to tell you, lots of people. Lots of people will buy those Spanx as long as she shows up in the box wearing them.
Get out of here.
All right, Joe, I don't have the thing in front of me, so if you can play a rock song, we'll come back. We got cash for you. That's coming up. 50 minutes away. Pay more bills with $1,000. Hold on. All right, there goes the AC/DC Dog and Joe show on a Monday. Ready for good COVID-19 news? We've got more now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I think this is pretty fantastic. For the first time, people who are self-employed will be eligible to receive unemployment benefits as part of this new federal stimulus package. And, you know, never before, if you didn't work in a small business, you didn't make money. Mm-hmm. And if you had a job, your employer, you know, he paid in for your unemployment benefits, you could make unemployment. And never before have they had the opportunity, the small business owners. So it's pretty cool. And there's a great story you should check out on KCRA.com. But there's lots of people out there with small businesses, lots of self-employed people. They're going to get some money now, all part of this $2 trillion stimulus package. So they need it. So
oh,
there you
man.
Go. If you do have a small business, it is coming.
That is really nice to hear for those folks. Mm-hmm. That really is. I don't know how scary that would be. I've never been smart enough to be able to start one, but I would imagine extremely frightening.
Start a what? Start a small business?
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. It says here, economists believe the average worker who makes about $1,200 a week should be able to replace their lost wages. You know, obviously, if you make more, depending on your business, depending on your income. But it is going to be some relief for a lot of people. And here's the other thing with the small business. Not only are you not seeing the traffic, you know, from people coming in because people are shut in right now. Mm-hmm. But think about the people in food industry, or if you want walk-up service, they're putting their lives at risk to some larger or small part because they have to do these drop-offs. And I know a local business here by where I live. They said, you know what? It's getting too dangerous out there. We're not going to do curbside anymore. We're just going to close the doors until this thing gets better. And we're going to wait and see what happens because they're a family-owned business and they didn't want to jeopardize their health any longer. So they said, you know what? We're still here. We're going to try to open up again, but we're going to kind of shutter this thing for a little while because it's getting nasty out. So,
what do you guys think about that? I mean, what do you think about going out and getting food? Because I also would like to help and support local businesses. I also lived primarily 100% on food from to-go places, not necessarily fast food, but from restaurants, and I haven't eaten any of it. Any fast food whatsoever since, you know, we started all this. And I don't know what to do. I almost broke down and got some over the weekend, but I didn't. I don't know. What do you two think?
Did either of you see the Facebook post I put up, Dana? You'd be proud of me. I made a meme over the weekend.
I did see your meme. I didn't know you made it, though.
Yeah, oh, I made it. Yeah, I stole the photo, and then I put the text on it.
Okay, yeah, there
you
go.
And I made my first meme, and on there I put, first place you're going to eat when this is over. And a lot of people said that they'd already been going out and nothing had really changed. In fact, they said they were eating out more and they wanted to support the local businesses. But I'm on that other side. I don't know what happens with food. And I tried to read a lot about it. Does it stick to cooked food? You know, you got the packaging, you got the hands. I mean, I'm not eating out right now. And my wife and I, we've talked about pizza. We've talked about going and getting Mexican food. I've not eaten one thing out, and I probably won't for quite a while. But I don't know if it's safe. Are you eating out, Dana?
My mother-in-law did deliver dim sum to us on Saturday. So, yeah, we've had one takeout meal per week so far, but that's it.
I just wonder,
man.
And
you're cool with it.
Well, here's the thing. I cannot go down the germaphobe rabbit hole. I just cannot. Because
it'll make it too crazy.
I can't. Yeah, my brain will just explode. There are germs literally everywhere, and I know that COVID-19 sucks and that their germs are everywhere and they're sticky and they're on everything. And here's the thing, like, you just I don't know, maybe it's just me being like blindly hopeful that things are okay, but it's in the grocery stores where you're getting your food.
Yeah.
And you can sanitize and clean all you want. But you know what? If it's there, it's in the restaurants. I can't go down that rabbit hole. I'm going to minimize what we're doing, but I'm not going to completely get rid of it.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm that's why I wanted to see what you guys thought.
I'm not eating nothing. I'm not going to eat out again for a while or as long as I can. And then when I do break down, I told you, I'm going after that new Carl's Jr. hamburger. Yeah. They play in that spicy one, and then they have the other one. And that damn star turns yellow, and he gets mad, and he turns red, and I want one of those. And they play that commercial like 10 times a day, and I'm ready to bite the TV every time I see it.
He talks about that star turning red. He wants it.
Oh, I want it.
That is ridiculous.
And again, I could be way off base, but again, I'm not trusting either. And if I'm going to minimize my chances, I know the stuff's everywhere, but that's the one thing I think I can do without is the takeout. And I'm telling you, a lot of people have cravings, but other people, they're going full bore. They want to support. They're tipping good. They're going out and ordering as much as they can.
Absolutely.
Because they want these restaurants there. That's when this does pass.
I would go ahead, Dana. I'm sorry.
I was going to say one of the things I haven't done this, but I know that my sister lives in Midtown, so she lives near a lot of restaurants, and they're doing a lot of to-go pictures of margaritas.
Are they?
Yes. So she's stimulating the economy with pictures of margaritas.
Good girl.
I'm like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I wish I could live that life.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people are eating out. Some people are eating out a lot and others not so much. But I think it is good. The stimulus money's coming. And again, if you want to check out some good financial economy conversation, we had Scott Hansen on today, and he is a book cooking bean counting guru. So Dana will have that podcast up today. You can listen to that, and I think it'll give you quite a bit of comfort and make you feel good at least for a little while. Here's Pink Floyd on 93.7. Because Zeppelin, 93 minutes nonstop, commercial free, Dog and Joe show on a Monday. Back tomorrow, we'll try to have a Tuesday. I mean, I know we're not going out. We can't eat anywhere, even though there's tons of great-looking food, commercials, and online all over. A lot of us don't want to go out and eat it. But I promise we will someday soon resume back to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on this. What if we did this? Remember back in, and I know this is, well, before Dana's time, back in high school, we had these things called keggers. You know what a kegger is, Dana?
Yeah. You get a keg and you drink it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not just in a house or whatever. You get a keg and you get a garbage can and you get ice and you go out to like an orchard. You go out to like a lake. You go out to like a canal bank. You go out somewhere where there's no adults. And everyone would show up for these keggers. And then what they would do is they'd give you like $2 or $3 or $5 for a solo cup.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you bought the cup, then you would go out there and you just drink it till the keg floated. Here's what I'm thinking, though, okay? Because we have to have social distancing until April 30th. What if we did, instead of a kegger, we did a canner? A canner.
Okay.
And a canner, what that is you get one tall can of beer. And then what we do is we circle the wagons, okay? So everyone would back their cars in at 6 feet minimum distance apart from one another, and we just form a circle, and we have a canner. And when the can's gone, we just go home.
Sounds like an awful lot of work for one can of beer, but I got to tell you, when you're not hanging out with buddies, that could be worth it.
Well, but here's the thing. If you're driving somewhere and you need to drive back home after consuming one can of beer, is the perfect amount, in my opinion.
There you go.
Depending on your tolerance.
Yeah, yeah, depending on tolerance, for sure. But yeah, you're right about that. That way you're not over-consuming either.
Because that is one of the things right now, is there's basically no drinking and driving because you are drinking at your house.
Yeah, yeah. That's been probably a big help for the police, I'd bet,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'd be down for a canner.
If you did a can, now, depending on size or, tolerance, maybe you show up with a tall can if you're worried about getting in trouble, or if it affects you differently, show up with a 12-ounce can. And everyone would just back in. If you got a truck, you throw your tailgate down, and we'd circle the wagons, and we'd turn the river on, and we'd all hang out, 6 feet minimum apart from one another, and we'd drink our beer. Hey, how you doing? We kind of shout at one another, 15, 20, 30 minutes, and then we'd go home. No good?
Yeah, I like that. I would do it just to see folks again, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if everybody, I saw this thing on TV last night, all these high school kids, they're showing up at their high school and they're hanging out in the parking lot. And again, they're parked well enough away from one another and they're sitting on the roof and they're sitting on the hood and they bring blankets and they listen to music and they talk because everybody's sick of doing it virtually and they've got their spacing. They just go to school and they sit there for a couple hours and they all talk and then they go home so they can get the company and the camaraderie.
I guess as long as they're not touching anything or sharing, you know, like, whatever, hacky sacks or balls or what, you know, whatever back and forth, they'd probably be okay. Probably. I don't know.
No, they're just, they're sitting on the hoods and sitting on the roofs and listening to music and they're kind of talking and then that's it. So let us work on that. You know, maybe this should happen well after. I was just thinking though, instead of a kegger, we do a canner because it's quick, it's easy. Everybody's socially distanced well enough away from one another, but it'd give us that interaction that I know Joe and Dana so, sadly miss.
Well, I got to tell you, even though I am just fine staying at home, I think we all know that. I got zero difficulty doing this kind of a thing right now. It is a bit weird. It's now even gotten a bit weird for me because I have usually seen somebody or done a little something by now.
Have you gone to Walgreens at all?
I stop only when our boss asked us to go out and look a little bit for Clorox wipes and things like that, you know, things around that we could use around the station. And I went out for that kind of stuff yesterday, and that's it. That is it. I mean, I am not doing I'm really paranoid because of my chest stuff, you know. Who knows if anything's going to get bad with me, but I smoked anything you could smoke, so I certainly don't want this. I can tell you that.
Here's the thing, though. I've told you this for years, Joe. You don't have to worry about anything that involves your chest because you don't have a chest.
Oh, I know. Goodness. I'm trying to rely on that. Even though I don't like it when you say it, I'm hoping it might be real.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, we got to take off. Monica Lowe's in next. We got more cash. We'll pay more bills. $1,000 coming up. We're going to continue on with 93 minutes nonstop commercial free. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us today, man. I hope you're all doing okay. We'll be here with you in the morning. Have the rest of a great afternoon. Play nice.